This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go. Eisenbarth and Whalen to tap. It is controlled by Nokomis, and they will get it to start here tonight. Your officials, Wes Simon, Paul Morrell, and Mike Melisic. Skins have it first, and the home whites in a turnover as Himes has checked that Almonds pass was picked off, and then Lincolnwood throws it away, coming back the other direction. So that's how we get started here tonight as the clubs exchange turnovers. Nokomis in the home whites, trimmed out in the black and the crimson. Nokomis in black lettering across the front for Lincolnwood, that classic road black uniform trimmed out in the orange. Lancers in orange lettering across the front of the road blacks for Lincolnwood. Man-to-man defense for the Lancers as Eisenbarth has it out between the circles. Leaves it on the bounce for the freshman Keller. Top of the key, it goes to Almond. Here's Elijah. Attacks rejected by Whalen, and it's off of Elijah out of bounds, and it'll belong to Lincolnwood. Of course, Nokomis coming off of that fifth-place finish at the Vandalia Holiday Tournament. Elijah Almond led all scorers in that tournament. Here's the ball press. Elijah on the point. Whalen and Jenkins handling in the backcourt. They come across the timeline now. Whalen immediately gets it away to Jenkins. Right elbow feed to Armantrout. In the corner it goes, right back to Jenkins. He'll trigger the three, knock it down. Will Jenkins, good ball movement there for Lincolnwood. You know, they broke that press without a dribble. That's how you want to get it done. 6:50 for the opening quarter. A 3-0 Lincolnwood lead. Matt Milberg wants this game in the 40s. Here's Himes on the left wing. Dribble drive baseline. Dumps it back. Eisenbarth. Little ball fake. Gets into the paint. Right hand floater. Good for Ryan Eisenbarth. That was a nice move there. Showed the patience with the ball fake off the left wing. Jenkins and Whalen again with the ball press. Here, and there's a travel on Whalen. He bounced it once. Picked it up and shuffled his feet. He was surveying the floor as all that was going on. And he's whistled for the traveling violation. Just underway. 90 seconds played here in the opening quarter. It's a special night here at Nokomis. They will honor the school and county all-time leading scorer, Carter Sobel, at the half. We'll carry the ceremony for you right here on WSMI. Eisenbarth spins middle, elevates and knocks it down. Ryan Eisenbarth, a couple of early buckets, and Matt Milberg wants an early timeout. 6:16 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leads Lincolnwood 4-3. Back to Nokomis High School after this one message. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03 on FM 106 as the inbounds pass was stolen momentarily by Himes, but he's on the in line, and Lincolnwood will re-trigger. We'll have Nokomis coach Dan DeWer from the program tomorrow. Also, Litchfield boys coach Nick Gernt, and we caught up with Litchfield wrestling coach Chance Davidson earlier in the week. We'll bring you that conversation tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday, 9:03 here on WSMI. Lancers across the timeline against the pressure. Here's Jenkins, leaves it for Armantrout, right elbow. He's triple-teamed, bounces into the middle of the lane, leaves it for Whalen. Whalen underneath the hoop, in the corner goes to Elvich, out to Jenkins, tees it up again. This one's too strong. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by the freshman Keller. He gets it into the hands of Elijah Almond. Leaves it off for Eisenbarth between the circles beyond the three-point arc. Off to Keller, down to Eisenbarth. And it's ripped away, actually down to Jake Johnson. And Will Jenkins just stuck his nose right in, forced the jump ball, and Lincolnwood has it on the arrow. That'll be the second turnover on Nokomis. There was no fear right there for Will Jenkins. He went right into the hornet's nest. And it's not easy to tie up Jake Johnson. He's a hard-nosed cat. 5:35 for the first quarter. Down to Armantrout just outside the right block. Leaves it back for Whalen. Right wing, Jenkins tees it again. Got it again, Will Jenkins. 2 out of 3 from deep here in the quarter, accounting for all 6 of Lincolnwood's points, and it's 6-4 Lancers, 5:20 for the opening quarter of play. Almond across the timeline, then a foul out there as Jenkins just bodied up Nolan Himes. First foul of the game. Be sideline trigger for Nokomis. Eisenbarth will throw in front of the Lincolnwood bench. Eisenbarth going to lob it down to Almond, and he didn't make the catch cleanly. He is frustrated with himself. Third, Nokomis turnover. He just took his eyes off that basketball right before he secured the catch. Into the ball press goes Nokomis. Jenkins bounced it once, picked it up. Bounce pass midcourt, Armantrout. Lead pass for Schmedeke. Leaves it Elvidge for the corner pocket triple, and Jonah knocks it down. And the Lancers are making their threes. They are dangerous. 9-4, they're going to call that a long two. Going to call it a long two for Elvidge. It's 8-4. And good pressure out front by Elvidge. Ball jarred loose from Keller, and it'll stay with Nokomis. Lincoln will be the aggressor right now on both ends of the floor. 4:50 for the opening quarter. Eisenbarth gets it out between the circles to Nolan Himes. Himes will hand it off to Almond now. Stands in the red center jump circle with that big black in. In the corner it goes to Keller. Keller to the right elbow, leaves it off for Johnson. Jake on the left wing. Himes dribble drive. Blow by left-hand finish. Missed it. Gets his rebound back. Left-hand follow. No. Eisenbarth countered on the foul. And he is fired up. He has all six of Nokomis' points. And they've changed the scoreboard again. They are going to give Elvidge a three ball out of that right corner. So it's 9-6 Lincolnwood and a free throw for Eisenbarth. Ryan's toss is no good, a little bit strong. And the rebound down to the Lancers and Whalen. Nokomis sets up the ball press off the missed free throw. Jenkins, middle of the floor, across the timeline to Armentrout. Into the hands of Whalen now. Pressured out there by Keller. Leaves it between the circles for Jenkins. Will Jenkins bounce pass right wing to Armentrout. He bounces himself into trouble, gets it off to Jenkins. Way out on the sideline, volleyball spike line extended. Jenkins now will spin and attack right. Got caught in the air, kicks it out to Whalen left wing. Brayden dribble drive reverse layup met by Johnson at the rim and is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. Boy, Jake Johnson, they list him at 6'2". That might be generous, but man, he plays like he's about 6'5", 6'6". Knows how to use his body on the inside. They lob to Whalen off the baseline. Attacks middle, left it short, and the rebound down to the Skins and Jake Johnson. Here comes Almond across the timeline. Leaves it for Jake, top of the key. Johnson, Eisenbarth has his man sealed off middle. Dumps it to Keller off the window. That's good. Oh, that's a beautiful play by Ryan Eisenbarth as he drew a crowd, and Keller slashed to the 10. 9-8, Lincolnwood leads with the ball, facing the ball press. 3.5 minutes, first quarter. Here's Will Jenkins. In the corner it goes to Schmedeke. Skip pass, bad idea, stolen by Himes. Lead pass to Almond. Elijah, jump stop, tied up. Ball is on the deck, and it's going to be off of Nokomis. Boy, I still have not adjusted to the jump stop slash Euro stop. It looks like a travel to me, but it is not. 3:18 for the opening quarter. I guess I'm just getting old. 9-8, Lincolnwood with the lead and the ball. And it goes to Whalen. Picks up the dribble. He's in trouble, trapped on the sideline. Just throws it middle of the floor, picked off by Jake Johnson. Dumps it down to Almond, hammered and fouled by Whalen. And that's the worst thing you can do against this press of Nokomis is get yourself in the corner, give up your dribble, and then just throw blindly to the middle of the floor. Fourth turnover on the Lancers. At the free throw line, Elijah Almond, 6'1 junior. Toss, good. And this kid, he can just score it. I don't care if it's basketball or soccer. He just has an innate ability to put the ball into the basket or into the back of the net, as it may be. 9-9 is the score here as Reese Lohman's going to check in, a 6'2 sophomore replacing Keller. Every time I see Reese Lohman play, whether it's JV or varsity, I am just impressed with his timing on the defensive end. He blocks a ton of shots. It's all timing. Free throw is short, but crawls over the front rim for Almond. So he has a pair. Nokomis has their first lead, 10-9. And we got a hold away from the basketball. They're going to get Nolan Himes there. So he was working on Whalen. It'll be Nolan's first, team's first. They haven't played quite 5 minutes here in the opening quarter. A 10-9 Nokomis lead. Almond on the point guard in the inbounder. That is Armentrout. Gets it in underneath his own hoop to Jenkins. And then Will airmails it into the Nokomis student section. One of the kids for Nokomis comes up with the basketball, and he's very happy. It's like getting a foul ball in a baseball game, except you don't get to keep it. Fifth, Lincolnwood turnover. Boy, they handled the pressure good early, but here the last couple of possessions, it's giving them trouble. But isn't that just kind of how the Nokomis ball press works? You handle it until you don't. Himes off to Eisenbarth. One dribble. Top shot, yes, from about 12 feet. Ryan Eisenbarth has 8 of the Skins' 12. 12-9 Nokomis. And it goes to Whalen. He will race into the front court. gets all the way to the rim, left-hand layup is good. Oh, very nice for Braden Whalen. No one stopped the ball, and the 6'3 junior attacked the rim and laid it in with the left hand. 12-11 Nokomis. Here's Lohman on the left wing. Dumps it on the block to Eisenbarth. Draws a crowd right back to Reese. Left it short. The air ball goes right to Allman. Lays it up and in. No assists for Reese, but it worked out just the same. 4 points for Allman. 14-11. Nokomis with the lead. Middle of the floor with Armitrout. Here come the Lancers across the timeline. Here's Whalen. Across the floor it goes to Will Jenkins. Lincoln Woods hit three triples in the quarter. Here's Schmedeke. Leaves it back for Will Jenkins. Just in front of the volleyball spike line between the circles. Bounce pass left elbow. Armitrout attacks. Blocked in there. Eisenbarth and Lohman were both there straight up. Here come the Skins with Hines. Into the hands of Allman. Elijah dumps it back to Eisenbarth. Middle of the lane to Johnson. Jake spins back middle. Off the heel. Won't stay down. But Eisenbarth with the follow. He has 10 first quarter points. 95 seconds for the opening 8 minutes of play. Here's Jenkins. Gets it off to Whalen. Lincoln Wood into the front court. Right back to Jenkins. Return pass to Whalen. Right back to Will. Jenkins now will slow it up, put it on the deck, bring it between the circles. Leaves it on the right wing for Elvidge. In the corner it goes to Whalen. Right back to Elvidge. Top of the key with Jenkins. Tried to tuck it under his arm for a moment. But Allman was out there with the pressure. Here's Whalen. Volleyball spike line extended. Gives it back to Elvidge. Right in front of the Nokomis bench. Finds a slashing Whalen. Runs right into Eisenbarth. So he fades away and knocks it down. Braden Whalen with four. Looked like he ran into a brick wall there when he hit Ryan Eisenbarth. And he just floated back and knocked it down. 16-13 Nokomis. A good opening quarter. Here's Eisenbarth. Nice little ball fake. Spins baseline. He got it again. A dozen first quarter points for Ryan Eisenbarth. Have a game in the opening quarter. Stolen by Allman. Dumps it down to Lohman on the left block. Finds Eisenbarth. He'll trigger. You betcha. Ryan Eisenbarth, 14 points in the quarter. Ball jarred loose in the backcourt. Allman got into Whalen's pocket again, but we're going to get a foul on Nokomis. They had three white shirts surrounding the basketball there, and Himes will be whistled for his second. That'll get Ian Keller to the table. He'll replace Nolan Himes. So both Nokomis fouls on Himes. Lincoln Woods has been whistled for three fouls thus far, two of them on Will Jenkins. In the backcourt, sideline trigger, Schmedeke into Whalen, 20 seconds for the quarter. Here's Armitrout, little ball fake, rises from about 10, way too strong. The rebound, though, goes to Elvidge, and Lincoln Wood can reset, 13 for the quarter. A 7-point Nokomis lead. That ball through the hands of Elvidge. He just took his eyes off of it. 7, Lincoln Wood turnover, and that happens seemingly quite frequently when you play Nokomis. You just get sped up, even if you don't realize that you're getting sped up. Like right there, Elvis just took his eyes off that ball. He was thinking about the pass or the move he was going to make before he actually caught it. 5 seconds for the quarter to the hands of Allman. Here's Elijah crossing over to the rim, fouled with 1.1 second to play in the first quarter. That's just a nice, strong, aggressive take, understanding the time right there for Allman. Attacked aggressively. A foul on Lucas Resnick, who just checked in, his first. Allman at the charity stripe. He's 2 of 2 tonight. Make it 3 of 3. Elijah with 5. A 21-13 Nokomis lead. Well, it's great that this is a straight conference game now, isn't it? MSM, Nokomis, and Lincolnwood. Free throw good. 6 for Elijah. 1 second. In it goes to Schmedeke. They will not get a shot off. After 8 minutes, Nokomis leads Lincolnwood 22-13. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Thanks to Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this basketball action here on your Friday evening. 22-13, Nokomis with the lead. They will get the basketball to start the second quarter. On the floor, Keller, Allman, Johnson, Eisenbarth, and Lohman. For Lincolnwood, it's Whalen, Elvidge, Schmedeke, Armitrout, and Jared Klein on a turnover by Nokomis to start the quarter. Lancers have it. in the front court. 1-2-2, of course. Half court for Nokomis, and a foul on Keller. He just bodied up Klein that time. Might call that a freshman foul. He's a little over-aggressive there. Well, that's got to be a tricky spot, you know, when you're a freshman. You grew up in this town, in this program, watching the pressure, how they play. And then it's all about harnessing that energy, though, isn't it? 7.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Whalen. Draws a double. Three ball way too strong for Schmedeke. Didn't catch anything there. And the rebound down to the Skins in Lohman. He will leave it off for Almond. Here's Elijah. Picked up the bounce on the left wing. Needs some assistance. Finds Johnson top of the key. Bounce pass to Keller. Down to Eisenbarth, and he's fouled by Armentrout. 15 foul on Lincolnwood. What a first quarter for Ryan Eisenbarth. 14 points. And he was doing a little bit of everything. Had the post touches, was knocking down the mid-range as well. Nice out-of-bounds pass as Almond just lobs it up to Johnson. He lays it up and in. First bucket for Jake Johnson. 24-13, Nokomis. Lincolnwood looking for Armentrout. First to the floor, you better believe it's Jake Johnson. Forces the tie-up, and Lincolnwood will have it on the arrow. You're not going to outwork that dude. Gets after it. You know, you hear the old adage about leave it all out on the floor. That would be Jake Johnson. Baseline trigger for Lincolnwood. Elvidge gets it in. Jenkins, left corner three, rattled out, no good. Eisenbarth could not secure the rebound in traffic, and it'll stay with Lincolnwood. Steve Kimbrough in the house tonight. They will honor Carter Sobel coming up at halftime. And it goes to Jenkins, right corner, lets it fly. Forced that one, came up short, and the rebound down to Eisenbarth. Into the hands of Elijah Almond, right back to Eisenbarth now. High above his head and surveys top of the key. Here's Keller, right wing. Ian Keller leads it for Lohman, top of the key. Reese into the hands of Almond. Dumps down to Eisenbarth. Nice pass across the lane to Keller, but Ian couldn't handle it cleanly, and it'll go down as a turnover. Right idea from Eisenbarth right there. That was the right basketball play. It just didn't work out. Keller will check out. Nolan Himes will check in. I think an aggressive high five there from Keller had Himes smarting there and shaking his hand a little bit. Heard that slap up here. Keller was frustrated after he didn't catch that pass from Eisenbarth cleanly. Foul on Nokomis. Let's see who they get there. Lohman. That's Reese's first. Lancers in the backcourt here facing the pressure. And it goes to Jenkins into the hands now of Whalen. Right back to Jenkins. Will brings it up the sideline, across the timeline, stays away from the sideline, gets middle of the floor, but his bounce pass is too low. Eisenbarth to the deck, but as he rolls over to call timeout, he's out of bounds. Substitutions to the table for Lincolnwood. Checking in. For Lincolnwood, let's see who came onto the floor with 6:22 to play in the first half. Armentrout on the baseline, gets it into Jenkins. Here's a long two, short, and the rebound down to Nolan Himes. Out front with Almond, 6:05 for the first half. Here's Almond, picked up his dribble, leaves it back now for Himes into the hands of Almond. Elijah in the Lincolnwood man-to-man, checked there by Whalen. Off to Himes. Back to Almond, 5:50 for the first half. Bounce pass on the wing to Reese Lohman into the hands of Jake Johnson. Off it goes to Almond. Elijah Almond back between the circles to Eisenbarth. Into the hands of Johnson at the foul line. Cut off there. Pivots around. Finds Eisenbarth. A spin move off the window. It's good for Ryan Eisenbarth. He's got 16 tonight. Must be inspired by Carter Sobel's halftime ceremony coming up. 5:23 for the first half, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 26-13. Lincolnwood with a 13-point deficit back to Nokomis following these messages. Following the Lancer timeout, Lincolnwood has the basketball. They're getting doubled up right now, 26-13. Lancer started fast, hit three triples in the opening minutes, led 9-4. Nokomis has found their stride since. Here is Will Jenkins on the left wing. Back it goes to Whalen. And we're going to get a moving screen out front on Armantrout. Donnie Doherty was the Lancer who checked in at that last timeout. And, you know, he was almost Pete Jackson. I checked the book, and I must have just overlooked number 20. But good old Vern Pinkston got me the name. And as he said, Donnie Doherty or Pete Jackson. We'll go with Donnie, shall we? 5 minutes for the first half. Here's Eisenbarth. Leaves it off for Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson, top of the key. Leaves it for Almond, left side of the key. Elijah directing a little bit of traffic out there. Puts it between his legs. Volleyball spike line. Dumps it off to Himes in the left wing. Top of the key, Eisenbarth. What a find to Lohman off the window. It's good. Ryan Eisenbarth, have yourself a ball game, young man. 28-13, Nokomis. 4.5 minutes for the first half of play. In the backcourt, Whalen across the timeline now. Dribble through three different defenders. In the corner it goes to Schmedeke. Down on the block, Armantrout bounced it off his foot, turned it over. Picked up there by Nokomis. 4:20, first half. Carter Sobel ceremony coming at intermission. Here's Lohman pivoting around right wing. Johnson has position, and he's fouled in there by Schmedeke. It'll be Brady's first, team's seventh. So it'll send Jake Johnson to the free throw line on Schmedeke's first personal. Will Jenkins returns after a short breather, replacing Klein. Free throw for Johnson is good. Jake now with 3 points here, all coming in the second quarter. 29-13, Nokomis. Johnson's second free throw. Lines it up and knocks it down. Here comes the ball press. Allman on the point. Gets it into Jenkins. He is double-teamed immediately. Gets it off middle of the floor to Whalen. Here comes Braden. They have numbers if they push. To the foul line, spins around, leaves it back for Jenkins. In the corner, Elvidge, three, left it a little bit short. And the rebound down to Eisenbarth, ripped away in there by Schmedeke. He'll kick it out to Whalen. Ball fakes the three, but 3 seconds in the lane on the Lancers. Their ninth turnover. Kennedy DeWerf going to check in, the 6 foot sophomore for the Skins. He'll replace Himes. Eisenbarth also out as Keller back on the floor for Nokomis. Here comes Elijah Allman into the front court. Met there in the Lancer man-to-man by Whalen. Leads it off for Keller. Top of the key, Johnson, 18-footer. Yes, for Jake Johnson. Six for Johnson. Nokomis shooting them all much better tonight. I mentioned it in the open. Sometimes when you have a real bad shooting night like they did last night against Calvary, it goes the exact opposite way the next time out. And that seems to be the case for Nokomis here this evening. They are shooting the ball very well, getting quality shots. You always shoot a better percentage when you get quality shots. Funny how that works. 32-13, Nokomis leading. Jenkins back on the floor. Klein is out. Jenkins has two fouls. I wonder if Matt Milberg going a little bit offense for defense here in the first half. Whalen attacks, goes right at Lohman, and he blocked the shot. Great timing by Reese Lohman. Just does not bite on the ball fakes and goes straight up. Here's Keller. Leaves it for Lohman. On the block, Johnson. Deep position, and he's fouled. The Skins are working hard here in the first half on both ends. After tonight, Nokomis will be off until Thursday when they will be at Pena. Lincolnwood after tonight doesn't play again until next Friday on the road at Mulberry Grove. That free throw is good for Johnson. And as I say that, I realize that I'm incorrect because they've added a game for Monday where they will play Roxana Monday at 4:30. I was told that before the game, but I didn't update my notes. So Roxana at Lincolnwood, varsity only, Monday at 4:30, and then the girls' varsity game at 6. Johnson gets the free throw. He has 8. And it's 35-13, I do believe. 3:08 for the first half. Here's Jenkins on the sideline. Gets across the timeline. Leaves it in the corner now. Here's Whelan open for 3. Too strong. Rebound tapped around. Picked up there by Elvidge. Floats it up and in. Jonah Elvidge with 5 points. And it's 34-15. 2:50 for the first half. The Carter Sobel ceremony coming at the break. Gabe Cesaretti will be on the microphone for that. Great PA man for Nokomis. Heck of a football coach as well. Between the circles with Eisenbarth. On the left wing with Lohman. Reese Lohman leaves it back for Keller. Keller leaves it to Eisenbarth. Ryan bullies his way in, rejected by Whelan. Picked up off the floor by Lohman. We'll get a jump ball, and Nokomis will have it on the arrow. Lohman's mask is actually covering his mouth for the most part, as is the mask of DeWerf. Everybody else just kind of has it as a chin strap. Eisenbarth gets it again. 18 for Ryan Eisenbarth. My goodness gracious. I think we can call it a career night for Eisenbarth. He's been sensational. Here come the Lancers with Armentrout down to the left block, and he is fouled in there as Lohman and Eisenbarth had him trapped. Who are they going to get? Eisenbarth with the foul. That is the sixth team foul on Nokomis. It'll give it to Lincoln Wood. Baseline out of bounds. They'll line the Lancers up along the baseline. Johnson returns, replacing Eisenbarth. A well-deserved break for Ryan Eisenbarth. 18 points, but man, he's made the right basketball play all night long. Here's Whelan between the circles. Leaves it back now for Elvidge. Way out on the right wing. Dangerous pass nearly stolen by Keller. That frees up Elvidge for 3. Way too strong. Overshot it all. Out of bounds it goes. And it will be Nokomis ball. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports. Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk with Litchfield boys coach Nick Gert, Nokomis coach Dan DeWerf, and Litchfield wrestling coach Chance Davidson. All tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday at 9:03 here on WSMI. Down low it goes to Lohman. That was bounced into a crowd there. Long bounce pass from Keller and the tie-up. This time we'll send it over with Lincoln Wood. The Hillsboro boys have COVID issues, so their game tonight with South County canceled. Their game Tuesday against North Mac still up in the air. If they play it, we'll have it for you here on WSMI. But all sorts of COVID issues affecting teams throughout the area. Here's Whelan off the baseline. A nice one dribble pull up there. 6 points for Braden Whelan. 36-17. Nokomis with the lead as we approach the final minute first half. Well, it's been a fast-moving first half of basketball. Here's Kennedy DeWerf, brings it head of the key to Lohman on the right wing with Keller now. Ian Keller spins, drives baseline, cut off. Short bounce pass. There was no space between him and Johnson, but Jake Johnson dives on the floor, jars the ball out to Himes. Here's DeWerf, pulls up left elbow, too strong. And on the rebound, they're going to get Jake Johnson on the push-off. But just the little things that Jake Johnson does. The pass was at his shins from about 2 feet away. He knew he wasn't going to be able to get it cleanly. With a dive, he just poked that ball out to the perimeter. 44.8 seconds for the first half of play. 36-17, Nokomis with the lead. Lincoln Wood led early. But once Nokomis took the lead, I think at 10-9, they haven't looked back. Eisenbarth will return. Johnson will get a breather here at the end of the half. As Allman over to have a conversation with head coach Dan DeWerf. Free throws now for Lincoln Woods. Brady Schmedeke. Front end of the 1-1. Almost banked it in, rattled out. And the rebound down to the Skins and Allman. Here comes Elijah into the front court, met there by Whelan. Leaves it on the right wing for Keller. Ian Keller now. Dangerous pass. Somehow Eisenbarth corralled it at the foul line. Leaves it back now for Allman. Top of the key to Lohman. On the right wing with Eisenbarth. 23 seconds for the first half. Here's DeWerf. Kennedy Leaves it into the hands of Altman now on the left wing. Into the hands of Keller now, top of the key. 13 seconds for the quarter. Altman comes and gets the basketball. Now he wants to set the play. 10 seconds. He'll get a ball screen from Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth rolls. Altman keeps it. Rises, foul line blocked. Picked up by Eisenbarth, and he puts it up and in from 7 feet out. And that caps a beautiful half for Ryan Eisenbarth as he finishes with 20 points in the first half. He picked up the garbage there, laid it up, and in. And our halftime score is Nokomis 38, Lincolnwood 17. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Carter Sobel ceremony following these messages on WSMI. Let's go down to the floor, and Gabe sees it ready.
Presentation for the evening. Would Carter Sobel please come on to the court, followed by anyone in his family or his teammates who would like to join him? And Coach Steve Kimbrough, would you come to the scorer's table? We want to thank everyone for joining us here at the high school tonight. We're going to recognize Carter Sobel for his accomplishments as a Nokomis Redskin. Carter played for Coach Kimbrough and the Nokomis Redskins from 2016 through 2020. During his career, he scored in all 131 games he played in. In his 131 games, Carter scored in double digits in 115 of those, with his best game coming with 38 points against Vandalia on February 15th, 2020. Some of his career highlights: Carter earned first-team All-Conference Prairie State 4 times. 9 times he was voted to an All-Tournament team, with 2 of those being MVP selections. 3 times he was elected to the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association All-State team. 3 times he was voted to the All-Area team for the State Journal Register and the Herald and Review. He was a 2-time AP All-State Honorable Mention. And in his career, he had 986 rebounds, a 4-time NHS Rebound Award winner. He is the Nokomis High School all-time leading rebounder. He also had 2,199 total points. He joins 3 other Nokomis players as top scorers on the Montgomery County Top 10 list. Coach Kimbrough will now present the plaque to Carter. And while they take pictures, just for your information, the other 3 scorers in the top 10 in Montgomery County: number 2, Mike Kavira; number 4, Rick Brickner; and number 7, Neil Alexander. Number 5 and 6 on that scoring list from Lincolnwood: Tate Snyder and Kyle Snyder. Obviously, Carter also set the scoring record at Nokomis High School, passing Mike Avira, who previously held that position from 1997. Carter, I know you're a big talker. You want to come up here and say something to everybody? Congratulations, Carter, on all your records and accomplishments.
Well, there you go. A very nice moment here as Carter's family was out with him. Steve Kimbrough joined him after the plaque presentation, and his sister Audrey, of course, was out there as well, and she's still got her career going for the Nokomis Lady Redskins. But a nice moment here tonight at Nokomis as Carter Sobel recognized. And, yeah, you heard Gabe Cesare to say it. He played 131 games in his career. He never played a JV quarter. He started varsity the entire way through all 4 years. 131 games, scored in all of them. I think they said double figures in 115 of them as he closes his career with 2,199 points and 986 rebounds. He was as dominant and as good as you're going to see in small school basketball. Carter Sobel, what a career. And, you know, he might even be a better baseball player than basketball player. That just tells you the type of athlete that Carter Sobel is and was as he's making his way up the Nokomis bleachers. And he looks like a presidential candidate right now. He's shaking hands. He might kiss a baby or two tonight before it's all said and done. But what a pleasure it was to watch Carter Sobel play over the course of his high school career in a very nice moment here tonight as he is recognized at halftime here of the Nokomis Lincoln Wood game. Both the Lancers and the Skins back on the floor. Nokomis leading 38-17. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this action here from Nokomis tonight. The Skins leading the Lancers 38-17. Nokomis will get the basketball to start the third quarter. They have Elijah Allman, Ian Keller, Ryan Eisenbarth, Jake Johnson, and Nolan Himes on the floor. For the Lancers, Will Jenkins, Jonah Elvidge, Braden Whalen, Gabe Armentrout, and Brady Schmedeke. Here's Allman open for three. Yes, Elijah Allman knocks down the triple, and that's how the second half gets underway. As the defense collapsed on Eisenbarth, he once again made the proper basketball play. Dangerous long court pass there, deflected out by Johnson. And it'll be Lincolnwood ball on the baseline. 41-17 Nokomis. They trailed this game early 9-4. Took the lead at 10-9 and haven't looked back. Here's Jenkins. He'll trigger the triple. Off the heel too strong. Rebound picked up by Elijah Allman. Allman wants to push up the far sideline. Goes behind his back, slows it up, finds Eisenbarth now on the baseline. Keller, one dribble, attacks and lays it up and in. Ian Keller, that's a nice strong move for a freshman. It's 43-17, and there comes the chant. He's a freshman. I was just going to comment about that chant coming in the Nokomis student section right on top of it. Here's Jenkins attacking. No, offensive rebound, Armentrout, and he's fouled. He'll get two tosses. The foul will be on Eisenbarth. That's Ryan's second. Armentrout, the 6'2 sophomore's free throw, good. Gabe's first point tonight. Free throw is short for Armentrout, and the rebound cleared out by Jake Johnson. Into the hands of Allman. Off to Johnson on the left wing now with Nolan Himes. Himes leaves it off for Keller. Back into the hands of Johnson. Johnson tried to feed the post. Check that. Allman tried to feed the post. Deflected out by Jenkins. Nice crowd on hand here tonight, as usually the case when the Montgomery County schools get together. You saw my buddy Bruce gone earlier tonight. He turned 80 earlier this week. Happy birthday to Bruce. He is at every single Nokomis game, and I mean every single game. It doesn't matter where it's at or what time it's played. If Nokomis is playing, Bruce will be there. Let's see. Nokomis turned it over there, so it's Lincolnwood ball. Then the Lancers give it right back. Allman rises, heart of the lane, too strong. And Lincolnwood with the basketball now. Here comes Braden Whalen into the front court. Goes behind his back, between his legs, on the left wing now with Jenkins. Off to Elvidge, and it goes to Armentrout. Draws four defenders, rejected by Jake Johnson. Into the hands of Elijah Allman. Elijah brings it into the front court. High post feed to Eisenbarth. Finds Allman on the slash, and Elijah will get two free throws as he was fouled. Eisenbarth has had a really, really nice ball game beyond the 20 points that he scored in the first half. Tough on the glass and a number of beautiful passes when the defense has collapsed on him. Free throw for Allman, good. Elijah has 10, 4 in the quarter. 44-18 Nokomis. Redskins have played tonight like they were annoyed after last night's performance, and they probably were. Free throw good for Allman. You'd never want to play Nokomis after a loss. Usually doesn't go well for the opponent. 45-18, Skins lead, 6 minutes, third quarter. Here's Will Jenkins, left side of the key. He'll hand it off to Whalen. Braden Whalen out near midcourt, picked up the dribble. He needs some help. And then a foul on Himes. He tried to go for the steal, but he was a half step behind there. I've got that as the third personal on Nolan Himes. Into the hands of Braden Whalen. He will come into the front court, met right at the timeline by Elijah Allman. Here's Keller with the pressure on Jenkins. Back to Whalen in the corner. Jenkins for three. Had a tough angle there. Was almost behind the backboard. Didn't go. And the rebound eventually corralled by Nolan Himes. Here comes Himes. Races into the front court, and he's going to be called for double dribble. He got to the left block, and I think his initial move that he wanted to do was cut off. He was looking for a pass across the lane, but it wasn't there. And that forced a little stutter step and double dribble. Nakoma sets up the ball press. Whalen and Jenkins in the back court. For the most part, they've handled the full court press okay. Here's Elvich on the block to Armentrout. Eisenbarth flops. Good no call there. But then Armentrout missed the bucket, overshot it all. And on the jump ball, it'll stay with Lincolnwood. Well, sometimes when a player flops like that and you're wide open, it just throws you off. You don't expect to see that clear of a path to the bucket. Here's Armentrout looking. Gets it in left wing to Elvich. Jonah Elvich, the freshman, attacking, floats it up, partially blocked, pulled down by Schmedeke. Out to Jenkins for three, left it short, and Johnson clears it for Nokomis. 5 minutes, third quarter. 45-18, Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. They've outscored Lincoln, I think, 36-8. Here's Allman attacking, floated it up, left it short, rebound down to Schmedeke. Lincolnwood pushes with Armentrout. Finds Whalen slashing. Got too far under the rim, but he's fouled. Lohman and Keller both there. Let's see who they get. They'll get Lohman. That's Reese's second. Team's third of the half. 4 minutes, 37 seconds for quarter number three. At the free throw line, Whalen's toss is good. 7 points for Braden Whalen. Makes it 45-19. Comas with the lead. Second free throw here for Whalen. He gets the pair. Makes it 45-20. 4.5 minutes for the first half, or for the third quarter of play, excuse me. Here is Keller. Leaves it at the foul line for Eisenbarth. Bounce pass on the left wing to Allman. Jake Johnson now left side of the key. Jake bounced it once, finds Eisenbarth right wing. Ryan Eisenbarth dumps it on the block to Keller, and he's fouled. He almost got the and one. Good body control there by Ian Keller. Second team foul the half on Lincolnwood. They're going to get the third personal on Will Jenkins. It will send to the free throw line the freshman, Ian Keller. Toss is good. 5 points for Keller. You know, he wasn't on the varsity roster to start the year. Now he's a starter here in early January. Free throw good for Nokomis. Keller has six. And that's just another great example of just keep your head down and keep working. Coaches see you. Down to Schmedeke. Off to Jenkins. Left wing now with Whalen. In the corner to Elvich. He's going to drive baseline. Johnson comes over with the defense, forces the wild shot, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Nokomis. That was nice. Weak side help that time for Jake Johnson. He forced Elvich to elevate outside of the lane. Three Lancers on the right block. Here's Whalen. He was coming for the lob. Nokomis shut that down, and they need to get it in. They don't. Armentrout had nowhere to go, and it's a five-second count on Lincolnwood. Once that lob play was shut down, the secondary option didn't develop. 3:50 for the third. 47-20. Nokomis leads with the basketball. Here's Lohman on the left wing. Poked away by Schmedeke. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Skins. Who will throw it in? It'll be Eisenbarth, sideline trigger, opposite of the benches here at Nokomis. Eisenbarth, he runs the backdoor lob, tipped away, but then it goes to Allman. Left-hand finish is good for Elijah. Boy, the initial defense for Lincolnwood was there. They tipped the lob play away, but Allman corralled it off the right side and then finished on the left side with the left hand. Here's Schmedeke. Tried to dump it down. What a job by Jake Johnson. He came back and got that steal. The Lancers never saw him right there. He peeled off of his intended target and got back for that pilfer. Here's Lohman on the left wing. Reese Lohman pivots around, finds Jake Johnson. Jake, dribble drive all the way to the rim. The layup is good. No one stopped the ball once Johnson turned the corner. He's got 10, and the lead is 31 for Nokomis. The JV game was a running clock, and the Lancers in danger here if they don't do something in the next 3 minutes of having the same fate in the varsity game. Here's Whalen out front, leaves it into the hands of Will Jenkins. Off to Whalen, Braden Whalen. Dribble handoff to Jonah Elvidge. Back into the hands of Jenkins. Will Jenkins into the triple threat. One dribble rises from 15. Air ball. Good contestant there by Nokomis. And the rebound down to Eisenbarth. Nothing easy for Lincolnwood here tonight after the opening 4 minutes. They got good shots the first 4 minutes. Led 9-4. But it's been all Nokomis since. Dan DeWerf wants a timeout as Allman lost the handle on that basketball. 2:24 for the third, 51-20. Nokomis with the lead. We'll come back to Nokomis High School after this one message. 51-20, Nokomis with the lead over Lincolnwood. The Hillsboro boys game tonight against South County was canceled. Hillsboro with some COVID issues. The North Mac Riverton boys game also postponed as the Riverton Hawks dealing with COVID issues of their own. Back door as Johnson finds a slashing Keller. Off the window, it's good for Ian Keller. He's got 8. Jenkins in the backcourt picked up his dribble. Whalen comes and meets in middle of the floor. And across the timeline come the Lancers. 2 minutes, third quarter, 53-20. Nokomis in control. Here's Whalen rising and hitting. Braden Whalen has 10 points as he knocked that down for about 16 feet off the left elbow. Allman across the timeline. Bounce pass to Keller. He leaves the top of the key for Lohman. Johnson has his man sealed off the window. It's good for Jake Johnson. He has a dozen. Beautiful find from Reese Lohman. 90 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Whalen. Out at the volleyball spike line. Picked up the dribble and threw it away. The double team was coming. He was like a hot potato there. Wanted it out of his hands and just threw it too tall for the intended target. 85 seconds for the third quarter. 55-22 Nokomis. Into the front court, Allman. Leaves it on the bounce for Keller. Here's Johnson, right side of the key. On the left wing with Kennedy DeWerf, the 6-foot sophomore. Back to Allman. Into the hands of Keller. Ian Keller leaves it back for Lohman now. On the baseline, DeWerf. Attacks, pivots around, he's caught in the paint, finds Johnson left elbow. Jake, little ball fake, rises and hits from 15. Jake Johnson with 14 points now and just under control at all times. Never in a hurry, never rushed. 57-22, Skins lead, 45 seconds for the third quarter. Lucas Resnick onto the floor, leads it off for Elvidge. He finds Whalen out near midcourt. Braden Whalen. On the left wing to Jenkins, right back to Whalen. A return pass to Jenkins. Will rejected by Lohman. He tried to rise from 16. Reese Lohman was having none of it. Stuffed it. 57-22. If you would have had a little more power on that block, I would have called it a munch. 20 seconds for the third quarter. I told you that Reese Lohman, he's got great timing on those block shots. He's just a sophomore. Here's Allman, baseline, kicks it. DeWerf, open for three. Rattled out, no good. That puppy was halfway down and kicked out. Whalen has a chance. Is he going to get the shot off? He does not. Tried to get to the rim, ran out of time. Three quarters in the books. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 57-22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, it's been a special night here at Nokomis as they honored Carter Sobel at halftime, the school and county all-time leading scorer. They presented him with a plaque. His family was on the floor. It was a very nice moment here tonight at Nokomis. And this year's installment of the varsity squad doing their part tonight, leading 57-22. The clock will run for the fourth quarter. Lincolnwood led this game 9-4. They hit a couple of threes early, but once Nokomis found their stride, it was over. Middle of the floor with Himes. He leaves it back up top for Lohman. We'll have scores tomorrow morning, 7:30 spotlight on sports. As Lohman attacks, leaves it on the baseline to Werf. Kennedy back out to Allman. He gets all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. 15 for Elijah Allman. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk with Nokomis head coach Dan DeWerf. We'll talk with Litchfield boys coach Nick Gernt and Litchfield wrestling coach Chance Davidson, all coming up tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday, 9:03 here on FM 106.1. Remember, you can always get the Sports Saturday program, just like our high school sporting events, in a podcast at WUSMIRadio.com. Now, if Hillsborough, we don't know what their status is going to be. They're having some COVID issues. Their game tonight with South County canceled. We're slated to have Hillsborough hosting North Mac on Tuesday in boys basketball. That remains to be seen if that game will happen. As DeWerf lobs it down to Eisenbarth, he lays it up and in. Ryan's first bucket of the second half. He has 22 points. As Jenkins tried to split the double with the bounce, ill-advised, picked up off the floor by Eisenbarth and the Skins. The Macoupin County brackets were released today. We'll run those down for you tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday. North Mac, the boys' top seed. Staunton, the girls' top seed. That'll be at Gillespie High School this year. Foul out front on Lincolnwood. And it'll be Skins ball, sideline trigger. I tell you what makes me feel old. Andrew Herbstreit is on the Nokomis staff now. I feel like he wasn't playing that long ago. I remember Terry used to talk about that all the time, the things that would make you feel old in this job, and that was always one of them. The other was when you started calling the games of the kids of the parents who you called the games of. 5-4. I'm not quite there yet now. 5:40 for the ball game. 61-22. Here's DeWerf. Attacks left side, cut off. Leaves it back by the volleyball spike line for Reese Lohman. Into the hands of Nolan Himes. And he is fouled out there. We approach the 5-minute mark of the ball game. Dan DeWerf showing Nolan Himes the rip-through move there. Be a little stronger with the basketball in that spot. But when you have a Hall of Fame coach go, like Steve Kimbrough, the guy that you bring in is so important and critical, and Nokomis got the right guy. They got a Nokomis guy in Dan DeWerf. Johnson muscles it up and in. Lohman was stripped. It went right to Johnson. He knew exactly what to do. He's got 16, and he's worked his way to the free throw line. It's like just the mentality of Nokomis has not changed. The program is in place with Dan DeWerf here at Nokomis. I mean, you can look at a lot of schools and they lose a Hall of Fame coach. It don't go well after that. And a lot of it has to do with the hire. The Nokomis hire, spot on. So Dan DeWerf has emptied the bench here. Mason Stauder, 5'8 sophomore in. Cameron Koss, 5'9 junior in. Jake Johnson at the free throw line. The toss is no good, and his substitution is left to wait. That always stinks. Ian Keller still on the floor. And who else we got out there for Nokomis right now? Well, Jake Johnson is still out there. He won't be now as the foul is given. And set to come in for Nokomis will be Joey Barker. 6'1 junior will replace Johnson. So Barker on the floor with Stauder, Koss, Keller, and Maddox Himes is on the floor. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Jenkins for three, aired it, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds. It'll belong to Nokomis. And now Matt Milberg is going to empty his bench. Lucas Resnick will return. Danny Doherty is on the floor for Lincolnwood. Also, let's see, Drew Gilpin, a 6'1 freshman, has checked into the action. Jared Klein is back on the floor. He's a 6'3 freshman. And Carson Hayes, a 6'2 freshman, into the contest tonight. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. A pair of running clock games here tonight. The JV and the varsity both going the way of Nokomis. Lazy pass there from Cost, nearly stolen, but it's salvaged by Kennedy DeWerf. Here's DeWerf. Leaves it back for Mason Stauder. Into the hands of Joey Barker. Barker, right wing to DeWerf. Kennedy into the hands of Maddox Himes. On the left wing with Barker now. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Up top with Cameron Koss. On the right wing with Himes. Leaves it back for Stauder. Mason on the bounce. Keeps the dribble alive. Plays through a little bit of contact there. Back to DeWerf. Into the hands of Stauder. 2:15 for the ball game. As the Skins spreading the floor, working the clock here, and a double dribble on Maddox Himes. Two more substitutions at the table for Lincolnwood. Cooper Pogonpole will check in, a 5'8 freshman. And Braden Morris, a 6-foot freshman, onto the floor for the Lancers. Inside of 2 minutes for the ball game, 63-22 Nokomis. Lancers into the front court. Here's Doherty. Leaves it back for Klein. Right back to Doherty. Return pass to Klein. On the left elbow it goes to Carson Hayes. He leaves it back for Doherty. Top of the key, Klein. He wants the three. Yes, for Jared Klein. His first bucket tonight. 90 seconds to play in the ball game. Mason Stauder will bring it into the front court for Nokomis. He leaves it on the right wing for Maddox Himes. Himes leaves it on the bounce. High post for Barker. Right back to Himes it goes. 70 seconds for the ball game. Well, this is a fast-moving one here tonight in Nokomis. We started early. We're going to finish early. Into the hands of Stauder between the circles. Into the final minute of the action here tonight. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk to a happy day in DeWerf. We'll talk to Litchfield coach Nick Gernt, as his team's been in COVID pause all week. And then Litchfield wrestling coach Chance Davidson will be part of the program as well. They'll be a part of the Princeton Invitational this weekend. Here's Stauder, almost got the and one. But that's great hustle by the Skins on the floor right now. It was saved from going out of bounds right in front of the Nokomis bench. And then one touch pass to Stauder, and he's got free throws. And this is always the strange part with the running clock. The clock is running 20 seconds for the game. They will stop it, though, when he gets down to a few seconds so the horn doesn't go off. Stauder's free throw is good. And this is how the game is going to end. There's 8 seconds. How fast will Mason Stauder shoot this free throw? 5 seconds. Little spin. Lets it go with two. Missed it. And that's the ball game. 64-25. Nokomis wins it over Lincolnwood on Carter Sobel night here at Nokomis High School. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more following these messages on WSMI.